Hello, entrepreneurs of Poland. It's a pleasure to get you back. I know what you're passing through. I know who you are. I think that we are pretty similar. We are having this fever and this fire inside of us that is trying to push us to go for more, but sometimes we're struggling with the system. We see a lot of windows of opportunity and gaps in this country that we can definitely use our skills and our background, but sometimes it's difficult, especially fighting against our own selves, like, because we can see here, and at least in my case, and I want to speak personally, but I think it's something that you can be reflecting on, is that in this, in Europe in general, but especially in Poland, you can get infected, or you can get, I will say, affected by the personalities that you can encounter yourself in the daily life. That means that people were telling you that making business in Poland, it will be, first of all, a bad investment. The second one, it will be like, it's really expensive. It's it doesn't worth it. Like, a lot of all those comments that, let's be honest, these comments are coming from all over the world. Even if you are in America, people, even in the country, like even China, I'm pretty sure that people will tell you the same. Because business, as you will know, it's something that it's not an easy thing to do. Like, I mean, everybody can go out of their house and start saying, hey, I'm selling this. But in order to have a real business, in order to grow, in order to have employees, to have anything you want to, that it involves growing, it's a huge responsibility that is nothing more and nothing else that you will do in a normal job. But in this case, you have to be conscious that the people or your clients or everything depends on you, and that's a responsibility that definitely it's gonna change your mindset. And this is the best thing that you have to get in your mind. If you want to be successful, you have to be an unbreakable and extraordinary human being. You have to be basically a soldier, like getting into a new mindset that the only things and the only activities that are gonna change, it depends on your mentality. Well, I want to talk a little bit about myself. My name is Ricardo Sanchez. I'm coming from Mexico. I've come from a family of entrepreneurs, of course, as any other entrepreneur of the new generation, of the first generation. I come from an experience where my parents were like normal workers. I will be always thankful, and I don't want to criticize my parents, but I'm coming from the typical story where my dad was the sustain of the family, very Mexican, you know, like the macho alpha, that he was bringing the money to the table, and my mom was taking care of us, and it's a pretty nice life, I have to accept it, but let me just make it fast for you. That thing, it's unsustainable. Like, just like we are watching in this country, in this new world, like working just one and being completely distracted, everybody doing stupid stuff like going to a normal school, it's unsustainable anymore. Like, we are facing a new reality that if you are not constantly learning and changing and adapting, you basically become or a very lazy and an ant in the system, or suddenly you realize that you didn't do anything in 45 years old, and you are just, the only thing you got is basically you've been trying to scale in this like stair in your company that you're working for more than 5 years. You left your dreams behind. And I'm not saying that I am. Actually, this is something that I want to include. I don't want to talk like this fake gurus of the internet. This is something that me, as an entrepreneur, 28 years old, I know that most of you, if you're an entrepreneur, you're listening to these huge and amazing guys that are making millions. Well, I think that this is also not something cool for us. We should focus on the things that we can do, something in the things that are touchable and that we can work for it. And this is what I have found eating. This is my idea that it came out because I've been working with a digital media for almost 8 years since I'm 20. Well, because I have my parents, after this phase of my dad being the sustain of the family, he quit his job. Just I think it's in our DNA. He always wanted to prove it, and of course it was 5 years or 4 years of suffering. Actually, my other two brothers had to leave the house. Like, we passed through this gap of being like the typical normal family from the baby boomers to suddenly my dad took an amazing decision, and I will always celebrate this, to quit his life, to quit his job of 20 years and start a new adventure, something that in my opinion he took a while. He should have done it before the 30s, because I have to accept it. Having experience in other companies or in our startups is something that it's really, really rich, and it gives you a lot of value. But after a while, you just have to start. You just have to start your ideas, follow your dreams, because first of all, it's more profitable. And the second one is that otherwise you become toxic, you become useless, you become a parasite. Well, maybe not a parasite, but you are not adding any value. Just you are surviving. Things that is not bad, but at least if you are happy with it, it's pretty fine. So I grow, and I basically pass my teenage life trying to find out what was going on with my life, since I see the change, the radical change from being like in a sustainable family that you're basically doing nothing, to see how your parents basically are not at home. Your parents are struggling with debts, huge debts, that you can see that they don't know how to manage with the persons in the company, because sooner or later they had to have employees, but these guys are always leaving if you don't have a leadership, if you don't have growth, if you don't give them empowerment, if you don't give it leading, if you don't talk to them, if you don't make meetings, and a lot of things that I reach, you know, like in the company. And of course I was trying hard. Of course, my parents and I and my other two brothers, we were always struggling, but at the end we were hitting it, growing until now the company has more than 45 employees in production, 20 people in the staff. We are working for many companies in Mexico, and now I had the opportunity to come to make the master's degree, the Jagiellonian University, in business and finance management. But now I don't want to talk too much about me. But right now we are, I'm trying to find out how to find these gaps in Poland, because let's face it, we all like this place. We all like it. I think it's an amazing country. I'm pretty sure we can discuss about this in the future. But just to make it fast, it's a very great opportunity to grow. An amazing country, in my opinion. Talking culturally, in the matter of the values, a lot of people criticize it. No, like that the people is old school or stuff like that. Like, well, if you talk to me, like, all the countries have pros and goods, but I'm pretty fine here. I already invested. We have two restaurants and many other projects that are coming with my family, since me and my brother are living here. And now I am managing 4 clients with the ED agency, and we are having impressive results, because my partner is from Poland and he speaks French and I speak English, and we are making posts and A/B testing, and we are making landing pages. And we're very creative and finding out how to improve these amazing businesses. Just to come here with the main idea, I wanted to tell you basically the first 10 things that you have to have in mind if you want to start a business here, because I think it's very important that you put in yourself that you need an agency, or maybe not an agency, but an internal team, that it takes care of the most important thing right now, that is your digital marketing. And this is exactly what we do. I think that the things that you have to take care of is that you don't think that everything is lost. Yes, we just see it. I think that we were being witnesses of the first advice of the radical change that is coming with the new era of the internet. So I'm pretty sure that if you are committing one of the mistakes that I'm gonna be talking about, there's nothing lost. You just have to realize that the next things are coming super fastly. You don't have that much time to lose, but certainly we're gonna have a second chance. That's something that is really cool, in my opinion. If we're gonna talk about deeper about how this world is working, I think it's in somehow being quite a nice scheme that is letting us think and rethink about it, because now we have a second chance. Next time it will be a lockdown or of maybe, let's say, 6 months. What will we do if we have 6 months of lockdown? How are you gonna sell? How are you gonna survive? I think that this whole idea is in order to make us think out of the box and get into these online businesses. I'm gonna tell you about the first 10 mistakes that I have seen that most of the entrepreneurs, and especially in Poland, that it's such a great opportunity, because basically 99% of the people is super connected, educated. All of the young people here have at least university, like, you know what I'm talking about, and all of them have access to the internet. All of them, they know what they're doing with their smartphones, but in somehow, for some reason, I think that it's because of the same reason, entrepreneurs are sleeping. Like, they just haven't seen the huge opportunity, and that if you have a good strategy, or not strategy only, if you have a mindset of growing, of giving the opportunity to your clients to know you, it would be a very good thing for yourself. So the third mistake is always accompanied by a negative connotation. However, most mistakes are necessary to do. If you get familiarized with the things that I'm gonna be saying, then it means that you are going on the same, on the good way. Yeah, one of them is that you have no clear online marketing strategy, or even worse, you don't have a strategy. There are many digital businesses owners who think that having the best product or service on the market, like the one they offer, the public just will come to take it from your hands. This statement may seem excessive. The truth is that it's a palpable reality. Like, people really think about it. Not only once I have heard it, that they said, but my product is gonna be the first one in the city, or it's gonna be the cheaper, or because it's gonna be in the center of the city. At this point in time, many online businesses consider it unnecessary to implement marketing strategies on their companies, because they are still thinking like in the past times, that the voice to voice and the recommendation thing is gonna be the only thing that you're gonna be working with. Yes, it helps a lot, but if you have a great Ferrari out of your house and you have to go fast, why would you pick the safe one? Like, in my opinion, there, if you have the Ferrari, why don't you use it? Like, what would you lose about it? So even the most impressive companies in the world, the ones that have all in mind and that sell comparable numbers to the common man, actually do online and offline marketing as well. It doesn't mean that the online marketing is the only thing that we have to be thinking about, but we have to find a perfect strategy for your business, and this is exactly what we do in ED. Actually, they spend much more money on marketing and advertising compared to the money invested in creating the product itself. Business has it very, very difficult to understand this reality, but this is exactly where we are helping you. But even with a very small budget, you can achieve great results. The time has come to change this way of thinking. This is what I've been trying to tell you. A normal product with a great marketing strategy can sell much more than a great product with a mediocre marketing. When you play your online marketing strategy, the specific tactics you will use, how much it will cost, and how much time you will invest, you're exponentially increasing your chances of success. Your second mistake that most of the people that I've been working with are committing is that your unique selling proposition makes no difference. And this is, in my opinion, one of the most, or even the most common mistake that I have seen. You can clearly establish what makes you unique and different from your competitors. All your efforts will be in vain. In order to demonstrate that what you offer is the best option for your potential customer, you must have a market positioning that makes a difference. So, what I basically am saying is, like, if you want to let the people know something, is because you have certain validation on your communication. Think of all those professionals who offer exactly the same as you through their products, services, or programs. If I were your ideal customer, why would I choose you over your competition? We're in a highly competitive market, and to be successful, it's important and imperative that you start to stand out and stand out from those who offer solutions similar to you. It's not enough now that you have one SWOT or two SWOT less than the guy that is selling products on the corner. You have to have more than that. You have to be extraordinary in your marketing, in your product, in the way of your service, in the way that you attend, in the colors. You have to. We are basically in real life and digital media in a war of the attention of your competitors. The goal is to convey to your potential customer that you are the one who will solve their problems, needs, or desires, that they can trust you, and that you will do it better than anyone else. You just need those magic words, the words to communicate your message about what makes you special and what sets you apart from the rest. That's what we call your unique selling proposition, the PUB, right? It's possibly the most important decision you can make about your business, and can make a difference in your proposition and branding. It's not about what you sell or offer, but about what shows you as someone different. Let's take an example. Let's say that you are the owner of kebabs, let's say, and you have another guy that is selling the same kebabs and it's even cheaper. But what about if you say, right, my kebabs are not only better quality, are not only in a better presentation, they have way less calories, we are super clean with the meat and with our ingredients, we are opening till the 12 p.m. But the best of all is that every Thursday or every Friday, we create a recipe of how you can do your kebabs at home. Because what we want is that you know about our culture, and you will say automatically, what the hell are you saying? You're gonna tell them, or you're gonna teach them how they gonna make kebabs? Are you stupid? Are you blind? You are saying that we're gonna teach them how to do their kebabs by themselves? Yes, of course. What would you think that what you're selling is kebabs? You're not selling kebabs. You are selling time. Time saving. You are selling an experience. If you give them the opportunity and the transparency that what the only thing you want to add to their life is that you give them an amazing product, that you will do what you're teaching them, but automatically, it's gonna be fast, it's gonna be clean, it's gonna be ready, it's gonna be even impressive, because when you get your kebab, you will have an amazing experience with a Turkish little flag on the top of your kebab. You can put 6 different sauces to as much as you want. I'm not discovering the rocket science. Like, this is just a good service. This is something like everybody should be applying on their business ideas. Another example of this is Tesla. Like, Tesla just made public their technology, because Tesla realized that what they are selling is, they are not selling technology. They are selling an idea. They are selling you future. They are selling you status. They are selling you leadership. They are selling you branding of Elon Musk. They are selling you a lot of things, but they are not selling you technology. Technology, it's quite likely that Volkswagen or Ferrari will reach this technology as well. I mean, the electric motors are discovered by Nikola Tesla from more than 50 years ago. These guys just made it in a pretty decent way that I'm pretty sure that all the other companies could have done it as well. Like, we are just realizing now. But these guys know exactly what you're selling. So if you're selling food, just forget about this idea of saving your recipes. What about if you focus on making that your clients have an amazing experience, that they love the way that you're communicating with them, that they love how you are opening your kitchen to them, and they see how clean it is. They see how your staff is so happy working in your company. They see that you have an amazing culture on the back, that everything that you're earning and everything that you're doing is because in Turkey you are promoting the best education, or you are using a certain percentage of your profits in order to create something funny for the community around your restaurant, like making some Turkish or delivering in a pretty nice way on bicycles instead of using cars. Like, this is what the people want to see, that you are really different, that you're thinking different. According to Russell Reeves in his book Reality in Advertising, there are three rules that every unique selling proposition must follow. Promise a potential customer a specific benefit. Be unique, something that the competitors cannot offer. And be strong enough to move and attract new customers on an ongoing basis. So, let's say that's actually the meaning of the social media. Let's say that you do a certain message, like why you're better at this. But if you don't insist, and you don't insist, and you're not strong enough to tell them, guys, yes, I know that maybe this guy is cheaper, but look at what I'm doing with all these products, then yeah, but probably sooner or later, they will go back to the cheaper product, or they will go back to the closer product to their houses. But if you insist and you're reminding them in a very in different ways, not repeating the same commercial, like in creative ways, you will have an amazing engagement. And it's exactly what I want you to understand from the basic, from the main strategy that in my opinion is the 80% of the work. In my opinion, making the production of the videos, making the edition, making the targeting, making the testing is just part of the work. Like, that's like, you just put people doing it. But thinking with you, setting a table and sitting with you to find out this strategy's goal, it's where everything is gonna be. The third mistake that you're probably doing is that you are trying to attract everyone. Who are you getting at? What are the potential users who may be interested in your business? Why should they be attracted to your products or services? Think about that. What I'm saying again is, like, of course you're open to everybody, and of course you're gonna have a certain strategy to make your product available for as much people as possible, because you want to teach them who you are, not what you sell, who you are and what your business is. But at the same time, you have, let's say, 1,000 clients, no more. It depends on your product, of your services. But Seth Godin says, if you want to preach, you have to have 1,000 real clients. If you have that, you can be a millionaire with it. Because let's say that you have amazing 1,000 followers and you tell them, guys, I'm gonna make an amazing a product. And if you come here and you have a membership, you have to subscribe, and you have to give 100 swata or $100, any currency, in order to have this special menu for you or this special services for you, then you automatically have another business unit. This is what you have to think about, to know exactly what your perfect niche is looking for. They are aware of this, they have a specific problem or need. They are aware of the situation. He wants to find the solution, the client, and he has money to invest in it. So you have to also, like, literally be a detective of your client. You have to see what he's doing, why he loves your product, what he's creating, what amazing solution he's creating to their necessities. Remember that you should only talk to your ideal customer. We have already seen this in the previous point. Everything you show about your business should be focused on them, on their needs, and on showing you how to solve their problems. You have to put that in your mind. You have to write it down, put it in your blackboard or your office. Another mistake that you're probably doing is that you focus on promoting your product or service rather than creating a community. It's funny. Like, I have to be honest with you. Like, I think I know that you're saying, yeah, sure. That, like, if it will be something easy to do, it's not easy. Being honest with you, there are a lot of companies and big companies that they haven't built a community, and they are calmly acting like everything is going great, but they haven't found out and they haven't gathered a community, and they are calm because they think that this is gonna be forever. But the countries and the economies are every time more controlled. Like, every time you have more options, yeah, the people is finding out how to attract the client's attention. If you have already some clients and you're not focusing in how to promote specifically your product or service rather than creating a community, then you will lose them like this. A better other guy that is more vivid, that is more familiarized with social media, with value, with creating videos, with creating stories, storytelling, showing emotions. Think about Coca-Cola. They are not selling Coke anymore. They are selling you a dream. They are selling you the American dream. They are selling... I think that even actually what their marketing efforts, it's more like selling you lifestyle. Like, when we all know that Coca-Cola is actually the completely opposite of lifestyle. Like, it's a, I don't know how many, but like 6 spoons of sugar in one drink. That's not a lifestyle. But you have this idea that Coca-Cola is happiness, is love, is family. So they have a huge community, and I include myself. I love Coke. It's something that is my only drug. Continuing with the previous mistake, this is what is one of the most basic objectives of any business, is to help customers to achieve that point of pain that prevents them from moving forward. Any action you take should be focused on building relationships, creating a community, and showing interest to know what they want, even before they know it themselves. You have a pretty hard task. You have to see what they do. Let's make an example. You're selling books, and you realize that most of your clients are students, and most of them foreign students. That, you know how it is being a foreigner student sometimes. You prefer to spend some money on beers or traveling or in super like last minute tickets to go to any other country or escaping back home. So what if you rent those books? They don't even know that it exists, the possibility, but what if you rent it and you give the guarantee, for example, pay for the whole book, and in case that you damage it, then of course you cannot give it back, or trying any other ideas, or like, for example, setting up some studying tables inside of your bookstore, or you can even create a co-working in front of your library, or you can create some strategies with a bar on the side of your library, or you can do many other ideas in order to create solutions. That it can be everything, but if you have a good marketing agency on behind you that is recording all that, that you can see how it's impacting the life, and you are recording and you can show in your social media how good it was your idea, that's marketing. It doesn't mean that it's gonna make you rich, this new idea that you have. No, but you're creating an idea, you're creating a philosophy that your people will see once they get into your any of your websites, because you're gonna be publishing these ideas that you're having. Another thing that you have to keep in mind, marketing online, it's not about one idea, it's about having at least an idea storm once a week, and you have to tap it down. You have to have as the leaders of the companies nowadays, they have a room of creativity that they have to find a solution, a new disruptive solution for their industry at least once a week. 80% of the communication should address your customers' problems, and only 20% should be about your business and what you do. This is what I call the three S. That is like the first of all is like the three solutions. The first of all that you have to show in your social media or in your media, in your communications, is how to create value to their lives, to show them something, keep them alive, enlighten them with something that they can use for their life. The second one is create virality. Find a way to entertain them. Find a way that you are entertain them or make them feel good. Give an example. If you are selling speakers, you won't put up a speaker and put 35% off, come here and buy it. Who cares about that? But what about if you put two persons enjoying their favorite music, or you put like the reactions of the sensation of listening to your favorite music when you're really using a good speaker, and you can record closely how good experiences to have a good speaker. That's entertaining, or many other ideas. So focus first of all in entertaining, or what we call virality. The second is to create value, and the last one, the third one, that in my opinion, if you do it the less possible, it's selling. Because the people, when they see your brand, when it's viral, when it's entertaining, when you express good your values, your ideas, your creativity, these guys will come to you. They will call you. That's what they call the funnel of sales. You obtain 1,000 guys interested in you, and the guys who wants to buy, he will buy. But anyways, of course you have to grab some contents to remind them that, well, this is whole business and they have to buy something, because, well, you have to keep them, you have to keep creating new things, and they will actually buy you more because they support you, not because you're insisting. Who likes the sales of the past that these guys are coming to your door and knocking? You're sick of it. The fifth and last for this first podcast mistake that you're probably doing is that you're setting ambiguous goals and you're avoiding the smart goal rules. What I mean with ambiguous goals, in order to know if your online marketing strategy is giving the expected results, it's necessary to establish some objectives to follow them up. Most of the online businesses that stay halfway through the process make the mistake. Their goals are too ambiguous, indeterminate, or diffuse. In fact, most are quite vague about what they want to achieve. In general, any online marketing objective you plan to achieve for your business should ultimately be focused on attracting, converting, and retaining customers. However, to be effective, an objective must comply with a rule. be specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-bound. If your objective doesn't meet these five premises that it's them smart objectives, you are probably not redirecting your efforts to the right solution. Therefore, and in order to be sure that your objectives comply with this rule, try to answer the following questions to be sure, and I need you to write them down. And please apply it not only for your business, but apply it for most of your decisions in life. What exactly do I want to achieve? Like, are you really sure that you want to sell more? Does your production allows you? Do you really have this strain internally? This thing inside of your mind that you want to go for more? Or there's something internally you have to fix first? I mean internally on your brain, on your strength, or in your company, or in your team. Or whatever you want to achieve, think about exactly what is it. And if it's what, if you find out what it is, can you achieve it? What do you need? What's the next step? The next one is, how am I going to achieve this goal? Like, how, what is the plan? That's for me the third question, and the crucial one. If you already find out the first two, you are like halfway. Like, you already have in your brain this reckless intelligence, emotional intelligence to go for more. You won't let anybody to tell you what to do, because you already took a time and a while to say, yes, I want to go for 200 sales points, like 2 more restaurants or 2 more libraries, or I want to sell the double, or I want to create 2 more anything that you're doing. How, if you can achieve it, like, is it possible? Like, there's really a demand. You have seen who's your customer. You have this know-how and background that you know what you're doing. Then we go to the plan, and this is the crucial one. We have to use many ideas that, of course, have to be limited to your possibilities. And in my opinion, if you ask me, you first have to try from the scratch. We have to find out first if the that's why we call it the A-B testing. Like, because we have to make a lot of small tests to see what's reacting on the market. If it's reacting, we have to try out with different fonts. We have to try with different types of solutions. It can be videos, it can be boomerangs, it can be GIFs, it can be messages, it can be robots, it can be real connection with the human beings. It can be internal publication, it can be external publication, it can be printed communication. We have to make a lot of tests, and of course, this is what we sell. I think that the most important thing in a B2B is that we give you the warranty and the confidence that you will always have us, and we will not let you die alone. This is the thing that you have to find out, not only with your digital agency, but in any other company. This is what you want, that somebody that will be behind you trying to go for more. And that's why I like to like my clients as partners, because we're in this boat together. And the fourth question is, when should I achieve this goal? Of course, like, putting a time, because if you say, let's do this in a year, well, this year can be 2 or 3. It has to be 3, and we have to be measurable. And this is the best thing of the social media. If there is a good thing of the social media, is that we know everything. We know basically where your client lives, where he moves, what's his profile, if he's single, if he's married, where does he live. We can know everything. We can know even why did he get into your website, everything. We can use the pixel. We can use the insights of the platforms. And of course, many other things like Google Console. We can see their behavior, anything like that. And the last question, how will I know when my goals have been achieved? Because, you know, like, if you think that, for example, you are trying to sell a lot of money, you are trying to sell a lot, and then you realize that your expenses are going up. Did you really achieve something, or you are just growing ridiculously? I think we have to find out what are the radical things that we can call an achievement, because otherwise we are just making things for doing, and doing for doing, sometimes it will bring you even more time or even more time consuming problems or things that are not remarkably making a disruption in our business. We have to find out how to achieve tangible things without doing things that in the future we will be creating problems as well. This was the first five mistakes that I've seen. Very, very, very repeatable in the business that I've been working with. Of course, in the case studies that I've been reading and reading in the entrepreneurs all over the world, I think this is something that it's crucial you to know, especially if you are passing through this pandemic when you were already facing the challenging reality of having a business. This is something that it's gonna be an amazing opportunity if you put it inside of your brain and you contact me. Please, I really, really will appreciate you contacting us. Here in this website, you're gonna find out many ways to contact us. You're gonna have you have here down the buttons to chat. Of course, you have the websites, you have the social media, and of course the emails in order to achieve my team. And please feel free to contact us. Once that you get into us or you subscribe, we're gonna send you all our articles. We're gonna send you all our interactions, all of our previous works. And I'm pretty sure that, as I told you in the first point, we are predicting with example. We cannot sell something that is fake. It requires a lot of work. Literally, we've been planning this idea for months, and we have been creating a lot of content just like this one to let you know that the thing that we are selling is not digital media. Let's face it, everybody can make commercials. Of course, if you want to make great commercials, you have to know about the technical things, and every time it's changing, the algorithms and the things that you have to know in order to not waste your money are not that easy to get. But this is not what we are selling. What we are selling is attention. What we are selling is it's confidence that you will have time to invest your energy to know what to do for the next steps. So thank you very much. It was a pleasure to express myself, to let you know about this idea. This is the first podcast. We've been working with ADNC for 2 years already, and I'm very glad to tell you that the team is growing every time more. We're working already in 5 cities in Poland, and well, I really never thought about this success, but for me it's an amazing success, because this is something that I really wanted to have an impact, to create value for such amazing people just like you. You are took the amazing challenge to come to another country and start your business. And if you are from Poland and you are speaking English and you are understanding this, you will find out in our social, in our website, that we want to help you too, because we understand this idea from different perspective, in a multicultural way, in a multidisciplinary way. And in our creative meetings, you will find out all the things that we can do for your business. So thank you very much, guys. Please contact us in any of our contact sites or in our mails and the button for chatting. Thank you very much, guys. Have a wonderful day and have a very successful future in your business. See you later, guys.